You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
So you're afraid to reach out to your warm market, right? What does that mean? Well, first of all, you need to understand what that means. And then I'll get into my strategy of how to alter that and make it to where you're reaching out to them no problem at all. So number one, and sorry if you have a bad connection, my friend, apologize. I'll go ahead and record it or hop off and catch the recording. But so what does it mean when you're not willing to reach out to your warm market? Well, what it really means, and I know you may not want to hear this, but what it really means is you care more about how you look than the possibility of making an impact on someone else, right? And give me a second. I'm just going to stop my Periscope. Too many people upset. All right. So let's focus on Facebook Live here. Appears like my connection's better. So it means you care more about how you look to others than you care about possibly making an impact. Harsh, right? We're so afraid of looking stupid. We're so afraid of being rejected. We're so afraid of people talking behind our back on, you know, how stupid we are, or how stupid we look, or whatever. And I'll tell you, that's what keeps a lot of people in the tiny little box that they call their life, and they're not willing to step outside of that box. They're not willing to play big. They're not willing to do something they've never done before, right? So most people are terrified of looking stupid, of getting rejected, of not looking cool. And so most people, okay, not some, most, they treasure their self-image way higher than living a big life. Self-image is way up here. Living a big life is somewhere like they really want it, but if it means crossing this line of possibly looking stupid, then they don't want to do it, right? So, you know, that's something that you need to embrace. Now, here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. Even knowing that that's why someone won't reach out to somebody else, it actually won't help you. Even knowing that you're putting self-image above possibly impacting another human being, doesn't matter. Literally doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It won't cause a new action within you. So I have to teach you a strategy that will. Because what's the point of being aware of why we don't do something just to still not do it? I should be equipping you with strategies and tactics and you know, movements and actions so that you will take more action. And here it is. Instead of being addicted to the outcome, instead of worrying about looking stupid or closing them, change your mindset. Instead of, I want to close this person on my warm market list, instead say, I just want to see if they're open. If you change your mindset to be, all I'm doing is looking for who's open. I'm not trying to close anybody. I'm just looking for who's open. And if I stumble upon someone who's open, then I'll take the next step. I'll ask them the question and I'll send them a presentation, or I'll invite them to a meeting, or I'll, you know, get them on a three-way call, whatever it is that you do within your company and in your team. And so you have to change the way you think before you approach. If you're like, oh man, I really need this sign up, then you're probably not going to reach out to very many people because it's a lot of pressure. You don't want to come across desperate, and you run the risk of having your emotions hurt when they do reject you, and you will get rejection. But if I'm just seeing if people are open, and perfect example that you see every single day, the waitress, perfect example. When she comes over, or the waiter or waitress, when they come over and they say, hey, would you like a slice of our homemade key lime pie? And you say no, they don't say, oh God, man, this sucks. I'm so terrible. I can't believe how stupid I look. They never say that. They're just like, oh, okay, cool. Why? Because they were just seeing if you were open. They weren't trying to close you on the key lime pie. They weren't all you know, bent out of shape if you said no. They just said, okay, cool, no problem. Here's your bill. If we start to think like that, we will take the pressure off of ourselves and we'll naturally reach out to more people. Take the pressure off of yourself. Stop you know, being so hard on yourself that you got to close somebody or you're so worried about looking stupid, and just see if they're open. You know, I've talked to people and I said, hey, would you be at all open to a side project if it didn't interfere with what you're currently doing? And they said, no, man, I'm pretty busy. And I said, okay, cool, no problem. Where did I look stupid? Was I distraught? Was I depressed? Was I sad face? No. So the minute you should start reaching out to your warm market is when you no longer care if they join or not. Now that doesn't mean be, you know, careless. It doesn't mean don't care about them. It just means you shouldn't get bent out of shape if they don't join. There you go. There's my strategy for you. I hope you got value from this. And just think to yourself, instead of who can I close or who might want to join on my warm market list, reach out to them. See who's open. You have no idea what happens behind the scenes in different families' lives. There's someone in your warm market right now that's looking for an opportunity. Will you reach out to them? So there you go, my friends. I hope you got value from this. Feel free to share with your team, tag your teammates. Feel free to share the replay and whatever else you'd like to do. Drop some hearts, some bombs, some car alarms, whatever else you'd like to drop, the toast, I don't know. And I hope you got value from this. I'll see you guys very, very soon.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.